Okay, you're tuned to the Chillage Idiots on X107.9 FM, and we're broadcasting on the internet, xfmdublin.com/live.whatever format you want. Just go to that xfmdublin.com website and then just click on whichever format you want, and it should be there.
Yep.
Just on the left hand side of the webpage. With us in the studio this evening, very special guest. It's great to have him here. Finally, he's been in Dublin for God only knows how long, and we finally got him onto the show.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of cool that it's not cool in one way that ASAT is leaving the country, but it's cool that he, you know, this is probably his final radio show.
Yeah. You've got a gig coming up next week. Is it your last kind of?
Yeah, on the 8th, it's going to be the Alphabet Set night at the Eyes Bar. So.
And you'd be more than likely playing live at that, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent. And
I think there's going to be two bit in there too.
All right. Yeah. So there's a couple of other people on as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, what did we play there anyway, Paul? You have a list of stuff that we played from.
I do have a list, yeah. Ace's remix of Sleepy Town Manufacture.
And
called La Tattoo.
So Ace was saying that you were saying that was it's going to be available on vinyl.
Yeah, it's coming out in November on Cobalt Recordings with three other remixes of the same track, and it's already available on MP3 digital distribution online at beatport.com and other places like that.
Excellent.
Very good indeed. Before that, you heard a track off Container, it's called Grind, and we started off the set with 24 of the 4th 00.
And that's from the Showcase album.
Showcase LP, yeah. Very one of our favourites, I have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Ace is going to actually do, he's just setting up at the moment, he's going to do a live kind of reworking of Risk Control. And that's taken from, it's actually on, is it on two albums or I've seen it somewhere else?
It's on the Noja compilation.
Yeah, and it's also on the Rapping album as well, which was released on Defocus Records back in, 2002, was it?
Yeah, October 2002.
October 2002. There's one thing we've always kind of noticed over the years, your stuff, like, you always have, you know, the tracks were recorded between a period of, say, 98 to 2000 or whatever. So basically, I mean, have you ever actually started out to record an album from scratch with a team, or do you always just constantly work on stuff? And
well, Spaces was kind of like the label got in touch with me, and I had a few ambient things, and they sent me their back catalogue, and I listened to it, and then I made about 3 or 4 tracks.
Suit the label.
Yeah.
Is that the only kind of one you've done, but generally it's kind of just, you're always working on stuff and you just decide yourself.
Just kind of try to fit them in.
Yeah, to make some kind of team through the whole lot, yeah. Excellent.
I don't get commissioned to do an album that much, but I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely. Your new album as well, Slice, that's on Ucover as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just something I've always noticed about all the album covers and stuff that you do, the artwork's always like great, especially on the Slice one. There's some fantastic photography. Would you have any input on that, or would they, you know?
The only one where I've had any input was with Showcase. I asked a friend to do the artwork. Otherwise, with Defocus, they were using Ben at Think One, who did the plaid Not For Threes artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And Ucover have had their own in-label designer doing it, Salt, and Bomb the Dutch.
Bomb the Dutch, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it's always excellent. So the Showcase album's got that kind of, I'm not sure what the right term is, you know, the people that collect the butterflies, and there's a particular name on it. Did you come up with that concept yourself, or?
I didn't really come up with, you know, all the blood and the bugs, but I tried to, you know.
I actually sent, I think I sent yourself, or on the IDM list, I sent a review of the cover. I said a cover kind of, it was like train spotters collecting tracks. You know, butterflies wear tracks, and that they were just being collected. And as the butterflies were being collected, it kind of they were hurt in a way, like the tracks were kind of emotional.
Jesus, crazy concepts, Paul.
I know.
Actually,
that's why I never received a ploy off AC. I was a nutcase.
I don't actually remember that. But some of the tracks on Showcase I sent originally to Defocus, but they never picked any of them up.
Yeah.
Mm.
So some of that could have been a wrapping if Claire Defocus had selected them, but they didn't, you know,
do anything. So Claire made the selections for like rapping.
Now, if you open it up, you'll see that it's, you know, it's all selection by Claire and you, Claire, and that was all added by them. I don't know.
You had no input on the inlay, kind of, as far as what they wrote.
No.
But at the moment, I just noticed you're like for playing live, you're using Ableton 5.
Yeah.
And do you use much hardware, or is it mainly just software, or
For gigging or for making?
For actually making music from scratch, like.
Both.
Both.
I kind of came from, you know, just using PC only, and then I started buying like gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's a mixture
of
can work with
real synths and whatever, yeah.
Or it's just samples.
Yeah. Actually, how long are you making music? I mean, that's something.
It's about 10 years now.
So what are you, about 95? You first, was it just something you said, oh, I'll give this a shot? You were inspired by other people, or was this, you know, were you from a musical background before that? Did you ever play guitars, or?
I didn't have a musical background, but I had a melodica, but, you know, it was a children's toy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't ever really think of it as music up until Defocus got in touch and they were like, we'll release your stuff, but I thought it was a joke.
Really, yeah. How did they initially get to hear it? Did you put it up on a website or something?
There were these things called modules on net labels that were like kind of like open source MP3s, maybe.
Right.
And Sim, who used Amigas and stuff, he had gotten into listening to modules, and he was the boyfriend of Claire. And
yeah.
You know, he found some stuff he liked, played it to Claire. They went through all the stuff that I had online.
Yeah.
And they picked a selection, and it ended up being Container and that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
So very good.
That's one way it happens. Do you, I was going to say, Paul, do you have anything else you'd like to play? You didn't bring any vinyl or anything, which you
did. No, because that turntable is acting up.
We'll go with another track, and while he's setting up there, and we're probably going to have this version of Risk Control in about 5-10 minutes or so. We're just going to set up, so I'll take another track off the Slice album.
Yeah.
Or should I say CD?
Yeah, no problem.
Pop it in there. If you run to track 12, Ender, I really like this. This is a real kind of delicate, emotional track.
No problem. What's it called?
Ender, track 12.
Ender, track 12.
Yeah, this is from the new album Slice, and it's on U Cover Records, and it's another excellent one, so you can kick it in there.